This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, hour number two, off and running on a Wednesday afternoon. Good to have you with us. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the Cleveland Browns once again doubled down, reiterated. Their general manager, Andrew Berry, who's made some good moves and made some terrible moves. You just don't know exactly if the owner pulled the plug on the Deshaun Watson deal or not, because he's stupid.
Well.
Stupid might be strong, but he's rich and...
kind of dumb.
Not smart?
Sure.
How about that?
Yeah, we can call it that.
All right. Andrew Berry said, you know, we have no interest. We don't have an interest in trading Myles Garrett. Now, part of that, as we've explained, and we were first on this.
You have to say that.
Right. But part of this is because it is very problematic for them to trade Myles Garrett, especially before June 1st.
A lot of money.
Two, I can't count. I mean, I'm sure I would have to do like an actual thoughtful list. But remember when Mike Rizzo, just to use a local example, literally, like 3 weeks before they traded Juan Soto. We're not trading Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Not available, guys. We're not doing it. And 3 weeks later, Mike Rizzo traded Juan Soto. And he got a package and then some in return. Remember when Dusty Baker was still the manager here? Mike Rizzo told everyone who would listen. And I'm not picking on Mike Rizzo. I'm just using it as a local example that people might remember. Mike Rizzo said, Dusty Baker's going to be back. He's our guy. And literally, less than a week later, Dusty Baker was out on his ass. Because the learners make those decisions. Owners often make decisions. It's not just like... Dan Snyder was often accused of the big splash signings and whatever. It's not often, it's not just that, right? Owners get involved. And whether they force you or dictate to you or make it very clear, hey man, like you should go out and get this guy. You should get this guy. I really like this guy. You don't think that has an influence on a GM, on a decision maker? Or you should fire this guy. Or you should trade this guy. Or you should not renew. See what I'm...
Mm-hmm.
So my point being is, we don't know how the Cleveland Browns owner feels. Andrew Berry might feel one way. We don't know how the Cleveland Browns owner might feel, one. Two... just because a team says we're not trading a guy does not mean they're not trading a guy. Again, Max, you kind of said, you got to kind of say that, right? Sure. I mean, I guess you could say, hey, man, you know, like, look, we're open to resolving this however it gets resolved. I guess you could say something like that.
But see, once you say something like that, it's essentially done.
Right, right. And so the prudent thing for them to do is to say, we're not trading Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is kind of a game of chicken. And Myles Garrett can kind of decide what he wants to do, right? And I think how this is going to wind up is Myles Garrett is still going to be a Cleveland Brown when we open training camp. And Myles Garrett's going to hold out of Brown's training camp, and either he'll be back right before week one, or he won't be back, and they'll trade him probably, say, before the deadline. I mean, that's how I think this is going to get resolved.
He's got plenty of money to hold out.
He's not struggling to put dinner on the table.
That's for sure.
So that's another big headline going around in the sports world. Let's get back to it on the phones with you. Stevie Ray is in Baltimore before we get to Mark and Largo. What's up, Stevie Ray? How are you, pal?
I'm good, sir. Good. Beautiful day out.
Yes.
So this kind of this weather has definitely energized me.
Yes.
Took the dog to the dog park.
Attaboy.
Took the dog to the dog park, and now he's so tired he's sleeping on the floor.
Attaboy. Did you get him a bone after all of his hard work and play?
Are you joking? My wife has more toys and bones for this dog. She gets stuffed, so it's piling up in the corner.
Yeah.
This dog is a spoiled brat.
I hear.
Okay. To start off. Myles Garrett,
yes.
I here's the thing. I don't see him coming here, and I don't see him going to the Eagles. Why would Cleveland give up a first pick for give up the best player on their team for a 29th or 32nd pick?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense, and I don't know how you package that with anything that's going to make up for the loss of a Myles Garrett.
The only way you could package it is, say, three first round picks instead of two. One way.
But they're still 29.
I understand they are this year, but it's not a guarantee that they would be next year. But three first-round picks would be harder to resist, right? Because you're looking at trying to make up not only for Myles Garrett, but you're also trying to restock the cupboards from the terrible, awful trade you made for Deshaun Watson. That's just one way to kind of
way to look at it. But if they give up three first-round picks for Garrett, I am going to be seriously
PO'd.
There could be another Myles Garrett much easier to get farther down the road.
I understand.
People didn't know Myles Garrett was there before Myles Garrett was there. So, what I'm saying is not three. I don't even know about two. I'd be glad, maybe something else. But whatever. On to another thing you were talking about, which is the A-plus for Dan Quinn. My question comes down is, if he was an A-plus and he was coach of this team, how come he didn't win the Coach of the Year? I just don't understand that.
Well, because it's a different voting process. This is by the Commanders players, and that's by the media.
Season.
Yeah.
I know, but still, we were – there's no way we were as good as Minnesota was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, and for him to take that team and win the championship, as compared to what Quinn did and everybody else, it's not just that he wins the Coach of the Year. That trickles down to all the people on his staff. They are all Coach of the Year. So it's if you catch what I'm coming at. Last thing I want to talk about is I haven't heard you talk about it, so I want to talk about the Terps just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I love this team. I absolutely adore watching them play. They have really put it together in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Tonight we're going to find out what they're about when they go on to take Michigan State. Their shooting outside is great. Their defense is great. Reese, all of them, Reese, Gillespie, Miguel, and Rice are something. But Queen, he reminds me, and I'm going to say this, he reminds me of a cross between Magic and Bird. He's got Magic moves, and he can handle the ball like that, and at his size is amazing. And then the other thing, too, is he passes the ball like Bird, and I think he can end up with an outside shot. What do you think about if the Wizards get the first pick? Instead of going Flag, they take Queen.
I'm not – I'll answer it like this. I'm not enough of an expert in either that I would say, yes, they have to take him at number one or anything like that. But I think your overall point is this. I think Queen, when he came to Maryland, right, like there was hope, there was promise, there was an unknown. I think he continues to get better and better and better and better. He works together with Reese really well as opposed to early on. And that whole starting five, obviously, is really good. Kevin talks about this all the time, the Crab Five, as they're calling him. I don't know if he's good enough to go over Cooper Flagg or over Ace Bailey or over the other Rutgers kid, but is it possible that he is a top five pick, top six, somewhere in that range? Yes. Is it possible?
Let's see what happens when we get to them. Let's see when we get to tournament time, and let's see what he does there. We got a lot of games left for this guy to show some stuff.
Well, show it to me tonight against the top 10 team, right? Yeah. Granted, at home, it'll be a rocking atmosphere. Show it tonight. Be dominant tonight. And then everybody will be talking about you. And certainly a big run in the tournament will go a long way to helping wherever he winds up in the lottery as well. Appreciate you, Stevie Ray. Thank you. I don't talk a lot of regular season college basketball. I'll just be honest with you. It's not a strength of mine, one. Two, there's too much of it out there.
So much.
Right? And I said this, I did a piece with my guy John Momoa from Tampa, who's a longtime program director for Barrett Sports Media yesterday. People can check it out. I'll put out the link. When people talk about the dog days of sports talk radio, at this time of the year, because there's no football. I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. It's more of a challenge, right? Because football, inherently, there's so much of it, so many games, so many controversial moments that you can literally just walk in for the most, not that people do this, but you could walk in, flip the light switch on, and do a show and not really bust your ass preparing. That's not how it should be. That's not how it is for most, but that's how it is for some. Because football is the natural elixir. When you get to this time of the year, a lot of people post-Super Bowl say, oh my God, what are we going to talk about? How are we going to make it through a Sunday without football? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's so much on. There's so much going on. But the one thing that I do not believe in, and maybe this is wrong of me, I don't know, but I know somebody else in the piece agreed with me, is to start going gaga and crazy over college basketball in mid-February, I think is premature, I think is early, and I think even with the tournament, there's so few people that actually know anything about these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like 95% of America can't name one player or one coach on how many teams are there now? 68? They're trying to move it up to 76 or 78 or whatever it is. I would be willing to bet 95% of America can't name the coach or a player on ...56 out of the 68 tournament teams.
Sure. I was going to say like 60, but yeah.
I think the notion that college basketball dominates the spring, mid-February to the end of March and into early April, it does from a tournament perspective in terms of gambling and bracket pool interest.
Mm-hmm.
It does not in terms of the actual games, the players, the teams, the programs. I think people in sports talk radio, sports media use that as a vehicle to think that people know, like Michigan State is coming in here. They're the top, what are they, eight in the country?
I think so.
Right? I think they're eight in the country. Can you name one player on Michigan State? I mean, everybody knows the coach because he's been there forever. Can you name one player on the Michigan State Spartans?
Off the top of my head, probably not.
Okay. I can't either. Now, maybe I'm not doing it right, but that's the point. There's too much. Too many teams, too many small schools, too many small cities, too much going on elsewhere that not enough people know about these teams. I mean, like, look, I root for the locals. I hope Georgetown wins tonight at UConn. Bloomberg 99.1. I hope Maryland wins. I hope Queen. You know, I mean, I've been trying to study it. I've been trying to follow it. But I've got the NFL draft. I've got the NFL free agency. I've got NFL trades. I've got hockey. I've got the Four Nations face-off. I got baseball. I mean, I've got the NBA. There's only so much room if you don't really have a passion for it. And that could be a factor here. You know, like Coach Sheehan has a passion for it. He loves it.
Lives for Maryland.
Right? Craig Hoffman loves basketball, not college basketball, the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I watch both, but I don't have a passion for either. Okay? And I'm just using our station as an example. The Junkies, I think they care about college basketball because, A, they need something to talk about. B, they're big gamblers.
And they're from here.
But they're big gamblers.
Oh, yeah.
And let's be honest, college basketball, maybe as much as the NFL, maybe not quite to this level, but if it's not at that level, it's number two on the list. College basketball is a sport built on gambling.
For sure. Absolutely.
Straight up gambling and bracket pools. Make no mistake about it. That's what it's built on. That's the foundation. It's not built on, oh, you know, this great, you know, like, knowledge of the game. No. It's built on some big-name coaches who are mostly all retired now and are retiring. And it's built on those brackets that the secretary in the office of whatever office you work at can fill out and have just as good of a chance of winning whatever the prize is as you. Because it's totally random and because it's easy to fill out a bracket.
Yeah, oftentimes they'll do better.
Exactly. That's what it's built on. It's not built on like this passion, this knowledge base of the game. It just isn't. I'm sorry. That's the reality. Like, I'm sure college basketball junkies would, you know, John Fanta and
Rothstein.
Yeah, John Rothstein and all these people that make a living off of it. I'm sure they would disagree.
Adam Epstein.
I mean, you know, I love AWOD.
I love too.
Well, you know, when you're in Richmond, right? I mean, you're going to talk about VCU.
That's right.
Right? Because that
plays.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, VCU spanked George Mason's ass.
That's right, baby.
I didn't know you were a big VCU guy.
I went there.
I watched that game. Outside of a little back and forth with the Caps and Penguins until the Caps-Penguins game got out of hand.
Yeah.
I watched that entire game. And your boys were defending like hell on the perimeter.
That's VCU hoops, baby.
I mean, I was disappointed because I'm a Mason guy. I love Tony Skin. Mm-hmm. I wanted Mason to win. It doesn't ultimately mean anything, right? It certainly could mean something if Mason falls short in, say, the conference championship of the A-10, and especially if they lose to, say, VCU, because then they would be on the bubble, mm-hmm. probably on the outside looking in because of various circumstances. And then you would say, We didn't beat VCU in the regular season. We didn't beat VCU in the conference tournament. Do we really deserve to be in?
Right.
So I can't say it doesn't mean anything, but the regular season in college basketball doesn't mean, I don't think, as much as people think it means, because there is such a randomness to everything, right?
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, you literally could go into your conference tournament as Georgetown did a couple of years ago. Well, I guess like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And Patrick Ewing, they were the worst team in the Big East, I think. Mm-hmm. And they won.
And Patrick Ewing said this at the time. That was the ghost of John Thompson right there.
Yeah, but the point being is they won.
It can
now
happen.
Not that every year it's going to work out that way. We understand that. But, like, to give a better example, like, everybody's going to be hyped up for Maryland in the Big Ten tournament. And I'm going to be interested, too.
Oh, yeah. I'll be watching.
But if Maryland stubs their toe in, I don't know, the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament, does that mean that they're not going to make a long run in the NCAA tournament? No.
No.
Does that mean that they're going to be washed away in the first round of the NCAA? No. One has nothing to do with the other. It's not connected. Now, sometimes you could say, hey, man, they're really building, or hey, man, they're really, you know, falling off. And sometimes it does work out that way. But a lot of times it doesn't. A lot of times it doesn't. Think about Virginia a couple of years ago. The number one seed in the damn tournament, and they lose to UMBC in the first ever 116 upset. And then the next year they win the championship when nobody's picking them. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hilarious sport.
There is a randomness that is not based on anything kind of, I don't know, rooted in reality.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's my perception. And that could be a good thing because it keeps everybody guessing. You know, just a couple of years ago, like San Diego State and Florida Atlantic made the Final Four, right? Mason made the Final Four under Jimmy L. VCU, right?
That's
under
right.
Shaka, made the Final Four. What was that, 2011?
Yes.
I mean, you know, again, it's part of what makes the sport fun, but it's also, like, for those of us that are not diehards, blue-collar guys, it kind of makes the regular season
a little watered down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I suppose every regular season, to some degree, right? 82 games in the NBA, 82 games in the NHL. Every regular season outside of the NFL. But even college football now is watered down in the regular season, right? So the question becomes is how much is it watered down? How much? All right, we got to take a timeout. We've got a special guest coming up just past 2:30, so we're going to have to go tight here. We went a little bit long. Hang tight. We'll be with you. We'll try and get to you on the phones as quickly as we can. Just please be patient. But I'd rather have the good content, rather have good discussions and good arguments than just rush through phone calls. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll do also a little look-see at Legacy on Ice, which is coming up at Capital One Arena this weekend to honor the victims of the terrible plane crash. That is coming up here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, 227 on the Team 980. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to take a break from what we normally talk about to shine the light on a very important event this Sunday at Capital One Arena. It's called Legacy on Ice. Brianna Bennett, who is the skating director at the MedStar Capitals Iceplex and at the Ashburn, Virginia Ice House, is going to join us to spread the good word about the event and how you can get involved, how you can support, what you might see. I mean, they have an incredible, incredible list of dignitaries in the skating world, in the sports community. All the local teams are involved in this, again, this Sunday, March 2nd, 2025, from 3 to 5. Just real quickly, because, you know, we'll mention it, giant names in the skating community, from Brian Boitano to Christy Yamaguchi to Scott Hamilton, Tara Lipinski. I mean, all sorts of huge, huge names that are coming to Capital One Arena on Sunday for the Legacy on Ice event that will benefit ultimately the families, the loved ones of everybody, and the first responders of everyone affected by the terrible, terrible plane crash upon descent at Reagan National Airport that everybody remembers at the end of January. So, you know, I thought this was really important, monumental. You know, they do some great things. Ted Leontes is obviously involved here. And, you know, if you want to get tickets to the event, you can get them through Ticketmaster. They're waiving the ticket fees and all that stuff. So please, 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 you know, support this project and this event in any way that you can. And there's lots of other ways to obviously support it and to do it. It's called Legacy on Ice. And again, it will be, the proceeds will be collected by the Monumental Sports and Entertainment Foundation and then distributed to the DCA Together Relief Fund, the U.S. Figure Skating Association, and the DC Fire and EMS Foundation. So we're happy to shine the light a little bit on it. That's coming up next, again, right here on the Team 980. So we'll step aside, and Brianna Bennett will join us in just a couple of moments. Stay tuned for this very important promotion and event and the information that you need so that you can help out all the people that are still grieving and suffering and dealing with this terrible tragedy on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, everybody, welcome back. As we were just mentioning a couple of moments ago before our last time out, you know, we talk about a lot of things, talk a lot of sports, obviously. We talk about life. But when tragedy hits and affects a community as greatly as the awful plane crash on descent to Reagan National Airport did, and we all know the impact it had on this area, on so many families, on the ice skating and figure skating community, we all try and come together to do something as positive as we can, to remember the lives lost, to benefit the victims, to help out, to spread awareness. And that's what Monumental Sports and Entertainment is doing. That's what a lot of the sports teams in the area are helping out with. And it's called Legacy on Ice this Sunday at Capital One Arena. It's co-hosted by Olympic champion Brian Boitano. Everybody knows that name. It is so important. It'll be broadcast on Monumental Sports Network here in the DMV area and streamed nationally on Peacock. So in case you can't make it out, but please encourage you to go get your tickets for the event. Ticketmaster is waiving all the ticket fees. Get your tickets if you can make it out Sunday between 3 and 5 is the event. And joining us right now is Brianna Bennett, who is the skating director at the MedStar Capitals Iceplex and Ashburn Ice House, to tell us a little bit more about this event on Sunday. Brianna, thank you so much for your time. It's Chris Russell here in D.C. I'm sorry for everything that you the skating community has had to go through in an unspeakable tragedy, but I appreciate you joining us.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, and thank you for having me. This live tribute figure skating event is going to honor the 67 lives lost from the plane crash at Reagan Washington National Airport. And it's going to raise funds for the victims' families, first responders, and the communities impacted by the incident. So it's, we're coming together to support each other through this tragic event, it's going to be a really special time, as we're going to have a lot of performers who mm-hmm. are previous Olympic and world-renowned skaters, as well as even some local skaters from our two rinks skating for their, coaches and family and friends.
Yeah, I just went, before you joined us a couple of minutes ago, I kind of went down, some of the big names on the list, and obviously Brian Boitano co-hosting and Tara Lipinski. And how do you, obviously everybody responds to tragedy in different ways, but to put together something like this is pretty astonishing, to get everybody to be on the same page and be in the same area and at the same event on the same day at the same time is pretty incredible. And it just kind of speaks to how moving this was in the skating community.
Yeah, the figure skating community is a very close-knit community. So everyone, whether you're from the area or from anywhere else in the country, all of these skaters are hurting. We received so many cards from other clubs, skating clubs, all the way in the state of Washington and California and just everywhere. Everyone was just, mourning with us. It just affected so many different people. And it's nice that we can all kind of support one another mm-hmm. and be there for one another, even though, everyone's from different parts of the country right. as well.
And, it unfortunately, it doesn't erase what happened, but it shines the light on not only the victims, but the first responders. And it allows us to, again, pay tribute and homage to them in a way that, quite honestly, we wouldn't have been able to, or we wouldn't have, if this tragedy did not happen. So while you take a terrible moment in time and a terrible incident, it allows us to shine the light a little bit further on what they were all about, correct?
Yes, yes. And, it's going to be very nice for everyone to kind of get together and grieve together, all of these coaches and skaters and the first responders and other families mm-hmm. that have just been, touched by this, incident, this tragic event. It's going to be really nice to kind of come together and just honor everybody who was affected.
Right, well,
and it's incredible to be able to do it at such an event like this.
Yeah, sorry to jump in on you there, Brianna. We're being joined by Brianna Bennett, skating director at MedStar Capitals Iceplex, Ashburn Ice House. And the event this Sunday, again, 3 o'clock, is called Legacy on Ice. It'll be streamed on Peacock. It'll be broadcast live locally here in the DMV on Monumental Sports Network. It's at Capital One Arena, featuring just a host figure skating superstars and icons and legends to benefit, as Brianna mentioned, the victims, the victims' families, first responders. There's so many different things. We'll post, continue to post all of the information. The event itself, obviously, and again, if people can make it, Ticketmaster is waiving all the ticket fees, so you can get your tickets online, Ticketmaster, and go to the actual event. The event itself, how do you pay tribute besides the wonderful words that will be spoken and the videos and the memories? How do you pay tribute, in an event like this, and also, shine the light on figure skating? Is it, it's not a competition, obviously, like we would normally see. How do you make it all come together, I guess, so that there is the element of what the figure skating community does, yet while we're paying the solemn tribute to the victims and, again, the first responders?
Right, yeah. So, again, like you said, we're going to have a lot of different performers there, world and Olympic performers. They're going to be performing, you know, numbers that they've either, you know, passed competitive programs they've had, or they're going to be having a new program to pay tribute to those we have lost, which will be, you know, very interesting to see. We're going to have different kinds of teams skating during the event, as well as just really special numbers. I don't know if I can speak on, but just of people who have been directly affected by this tragedy. And it's going to be very emotional, I think, and I hope it will bring, you know, a lot of closure to some of the friends and families affected. It's going to be very emotional, but it's going to be good that we're all, you know, this community is all coming together to watch what big event this is going to be and, you know, just support one another during it all.
Brianna, the sports community and fandom, we all know what, you know, championships and great teams mean to the area. Monumental Sports is helping you guys, you know, put this all together at Capital One Arena. And we've seen it happen when the Capitals won a Stanley Cup and so on and so forth. And what happened with the Commanders this year. But we don't often get to see, you know, stuff that normally we don't shine the light on from a media perspective or from, you know, from that perspective. And then therefore we don't get to see the tight knit community that is built. And my understanding is the figure skating community, both locally, nationally, what have you, is such a tight knit group. How do you build that in a competitive sport environment? Before this tragedy, how do you build that fabric and that tightness and that closeness that my understanding is was already a part of this group even before, again, this unspeakable tragedy?
Yeah. I mean, so a lot of our skaters, you know, they are sacrificing a lot to be competitive figure skaters. Some of these skaters are getting out of school early to come and skate. Some of these skaters, they're missing their homecomings for competitions. Mm-hmm. They're missing football games, pep rallies. It's like, yes, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. to skate before school, but I know that three of my really close skating friends are also doing the same. So it's pushing me that, you know, it's okay to wake up at 5 a.m. to skate because I know I'm going to see three of my best friends out there with me. You know, so it's like, if you're a figure skater, you're part of this community where you know everyone else is making the same sacrifices that you are in order to perform a sport that you love that mm-hmm. maybe not everyone understands, but the people that you're with, they understand what you're going through. And that's why the friendships here are incredibly deep between the coaches and between the skaters.
I can't imagine how just absolutely grueling this last month has been, not only for all the families, the victims, the first responders, yourself. If people can't make it to Capital One Arena on Sunday, again, it's called Legacy on Ice, tickets available, Ticketmaster, all the proceeds benefiting various different organizations affected by the terrible plane crash. If they can't make it, obviously they can watch it on Monumental Sports Network, stream on Peacock, but how else can they help and how else can they contribute either financially or just in some other way to help out somebody affected by this terrible tragedy?
Yeah, individuals can definitely donate to the Monumental Sports and Entertainment Foundation's Legacy on Ice Fund. They can find the link to donate at monumentalsports.com/legacyonice. There's also going to be items for auction, mm-hmm. and you can find the link on www.legacyonice.com. But there's also tons of GoFundMes out there for all of the families that have been directly affected as well.
Brianna, I mentioned, you know, obviously your position, and I know, again, this is been just unbelievable to deal with, and something you never wish on anyone. How are you holding up just in your position and having to obviously be a I guess, you know, somebody that holds people up during this incredible time? How are you handling it yourself individually?
Yeah. And thank you for asking. I mean, those first few days were very shocking. We lost quite a few people from both of my facilities. It was hard, but just being around the coaches for me helped me a lot. We are very supportive of one another. A lot of coaches lost a lot of students, and we want to be there for one another and, you know, just support them any way that we can. And if that means, you know, our coaches are teaching classes every day, and if they can't, you know, mentally be there for a class, another coach is going to step in and help out. And I think it's bringing us, under the unfortunate circumstances, it's bringing our coaching staff and the young skaters at our rink, it's bringing them, honestly, a lot closer together. Because, yes, we're all here for the same reason, for the love of the sport, but we also, you know, we're a family at the end of the day, and we just want to lift each other up, especially in a time like this.
That's unbelievable. As Brianna mentioned, legacyonice.com is the website. You can buy tickets. You can find out more. Again, the event is Legacy on Ice this Sunday, March 2nd, 3 to 5, Capital One Arena. It'll be broadcast, again, live on Monumental Sports Network and streamed on Peacock. And then later, the entire show at the end of March on NBC. But you can help out, even if you can't make it. Again, legacyonice.com. You know, I know words are not important, are not as important as action. So I highly encourage everybody, but I can't thank you enough for obviously joining us, for spreading the word, and for as tough as as emotionally as this is, and it's just hard for me sometimes to even put it all into words. What you guys have been through as a community is unbelievable, and I salute you and hope that we can help in any way, shape, or form. Thank you, Brianna, for doing this, and again, sorry for everything that you guys have had to go through during this terrible time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And yeah, I hope everyone, even if they can't attend, can still watch the event, either, you know, live stream or later in the month of March, because it's going to be really special. And we're definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thank you, Brianna. Good luck with the event. And again, sorry for everything that you guys have had to deal with. Appreciate Brianna Bennett for joining us, the skating director at MedStar Capital's Iceplex and Ashburn Ice House, obviously directly affected, as we've been talking about. It's called Legacy on Ice this Sunday, 3 to 5. That's Sunday, March 2nd. I wish I was going to be in town for it, but So I'm going to watch it and support anyway, again, benefiting the families, the victims, first responders. You can get more information, legacyonice.com, legacyonice.com. It's co-hosted by Brian Boitano and Christy Yamaguchi, just some giants of the skating community at Capital One Arena, again, to, you know, honor the lives of the 67 lost lives, you know, and the families that were forever changed. You know, we've all been through tragedy, right? And by the way, at legacyonice.com, you can donate directly or you can buy tickets. So please help us out, help Monumental out, help, you know, Brianna out, help the figure skating community out, help these families, help the first responders. Do what you can, okay? We'll put it out on social media and everything in between, but the bottom line is, you know, we've all been through, you know, tragedy, some countless, more than others, no matter what it is. But especially when you have a moment in time that changes your life and your compass forever. In such a terrible, awful way. We have to do better. We have to do what we can to support And great job out of, obviously, Monumental Sports and Entertainment and so many involved. I mean, all the local sports teams are, again, involved. Please go out, and if you can make it to the event, again, or watch it live, or just donate. LegacyOnIce.com. So keep that in mind. We'll keep mentioning it throughout the rest of the week and everything in between. So, again, thanks to Brianna Bennett for joining us there, and thanks to Monumental Sports and Entertainment and Chris Brown for helping us out with that, shining the light on a good cause. That's what we try and use this radio show to do. Yes, we talk a lot of sports. Yes, we get after it. Yes, we have a lot of strong opinions. But when we can help somebody out, we help somebody out, and we become the family that Pete Medhurst used to always mention, right? Family helps each other out in the hardest and most difficult of times. So remember the victims with Legacy on Ice on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Van was late and getting struck up there.
I was playing a song and then it didn't play off the computer. I don't know what happened.
It's okay. It's all right. It happens. It happens. I know you were trying hard there. I was thinking, like, should I just jump in here?
No.
I was like, yeah, Max will tell me if I need to jump in. I was just trying to wait for the band to strike up. Thanks again to Brianna Bennett for joining us. Again, Legacy on Ice. I just put up the link. LegacyOnIce.com is how you can buy tickets, how you can donate, how you can learn more about the event this Sunday at Capital One Arena. LegacyOnIce.com. There is a lot of NFL news that we need to kind of keep you up on as best we can. We're going to be joined by Lindsay Rhodes from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where we will talk about all that. First off, Raiders owner Tom Brady, minority owner, hosted Matthew Stafford.
Oh, really?
At his home in Montana. I didn't know Tom Brady had a home in Montana.
Is that legal?
Yes, I guess. Well, because he's been given permission.
Well, I guess.
But he's also been given permission. They need a quarterback. It's Tom Brady. Listen, Tom Brady made no bones about it. He knows they need a quarterback, right? They were trying to hire Ben Johnson because, well, you know. They're trying to actively, you know, convince Stafford to join the Raiders. Discussions are ongoing, according to multiple reports. The Giants have met, according to Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports, with Matthew Stafford's agent. So, again, that was expected. That was kind of, you know, the deal. Apparently, Deebo Samuel and the 49ers, according to multiple reports, are on good terms. Samuel actually asked for a trade. I didn't realize that. I thought the 49ers had kind of decided that. And Dan Quinn did speak, as we mentioned, earlier in the show, and he was asked directly about Mikey Sanristil perhaps moving inside back to slot, and as well Brandon Coleman, left tackle. Adam Peters was also asked about that. Again, no definitive word, but it looks like, at least from what I've been able to hear, that Dan Quinn was kind of open to considering all options, which, again, is kind of safe and neutral and all of that. So we'll get you more details on that, and we'll ask Lindsay Rhodes some of that. She's coming up next from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis for Sumer Sports. They've been good to us, so we appreciate them. We will talk about some of those big storylines and more with Lindsay Rhodes of Sumer Sports. That is next after the top of the hour right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.